Angry McDowell here. And guys, today we're talking about why men will never trust women again after feminism, and this is a response to Girl Defined. We're just going to jump straight into the video. And remember to let me know if you're hearing the audio all right in the chat. And Girl Defined, just to give you a little backstory, they're a group of Christian girls, so Christian women, because they don't look that young. And they're basically talking about their experiences with feminism and why they don't support feminism. So let's go ahead and just jump right on in. Once I can actually get to the video. Okay.
Hey, it's Kristen and Bethany here with Girl Defined Ministries, and in today's vlog, we're going to be sharing with you 8 reasons we aren't feminists. If you're familiar with our ministry, you know that we created Girl Defined to help Christian girls understand how to get back to God's design for their lives. Because really, girls as a whole don't understand why they were created, what their purpose is. So the entire purpose of our ministry is to get back to God's design for our lives as girls. We're obviously both women, and so we are all for women. We believe that God created women to be unique and beautiful in our own way. And we also believe that God created men and women to be equally valuable, but purposely different. And the reason that we're not feminists and what we're about to share with you is because feminism at its core, and we know there are so many definitions out there, but at its core, feminism has tried to define womanhood on its own terms. It's not just about women's equality with men. It's about redefining womanhood altogether according to man's and woman's terms rather than how God defines our womanhood. So in this vlog, we want to share with you why we're not and really help us get back to what God's design is for womanhood. One of my good friends, Erin Davis, who is a popular author, blogger, speaker, she wrote a blog recently called Why I'm Not a Feminist, and it was awesome. And she said, if feminism is simply the advocacy for women's rights based on the idea that we are equal to men, I'm a believer. In truth, feminism is the radical idea that women are God, capable of being their own. Authorities. So basically,
there you guys have it. Wow. That's an incredible definition of feminism. It's the radical idea that women are gods and capable of being their own God. There you go. I give them in full credit on putting it out there. Feminism, that's feminist for you. That's exactly what they're ultimately pushing. They are narcissistic. Feminism is a mental illness downright. But essentially, they are saying that they are gods. How many times have we seen feminist whole signs that say there is no God? Or feminist whole signs that say, I am God? Feminism is a rebellion. It is a rebellion against man. It's a rebellion against God. It's a rebellion against nature itself. Let's keep watching.
So basically, if you want to accept and embrace all of the ideologies and thoughts that go along with modern feminism, you really have to reject so much of God's word. Yeah, there are good ideas here and there, but if you're going to embrace it as a whole, you really do have to become your own God and say, no, I'm going to define my womanhood. Sorry, God, I know better than you. This is what I need to happen. And Erin Davis is saying, nope, I'm not going to do that. God's my authority. And that's exactly what we're saying as well. So here are 8 reasons why the two of us aren't feminists. Number one, you become your own God. Like Bethany just said, no matter how much you really airbrush feminism, no matter how good of a light you paint it in, at its core, it truly is a religion of sorts. It's a worldview. It's an ism that is seeking to redefine womanhood according to our own terms. What we as women say we want when it comes to our sexuality, our identity, our beauty, our value, our worth, what we define in those areas is what we say goes, rather than saying, okay, hold up, what does God's word say? Now I'm going to align my life and my womanhood according to his truth. And number
So, I find it really interesting. You know, I made a video previously about these young ladies on, well, they're not that young, but I made a video about them previously, and they were talking about the problems that they go through, you know, being married now, and the fact that they still have to deal with female nature. And they basically alluded to the fact that female nature is something that is difficult to deal with, because even though they have everything, even though they have a home, even though they have food, even though they have so much, they still find themselves always wanting more. And it's something that a lot of women do deal with. Female nature is very, very real. I mean, it shouldn't surprise anyone when you realize that that's feminism for you. Feminism is essentially defining women by their own terms, what they, you know, how society should perceive them. Feminism is literally trying to redefine everything. Fat is beautiful, you know, transgender is female until it isn't. It's a sickening, downright narcissistic take on the world that uses no amount of rationality, logic, or reason. That there is feminism.
And number two, sexual liberation is praised. Believe it or not, but the majority of feminist women used to be totally opposed to pornography because they were like, that's objectifying women. We don't want that. We have standards. We have values. Mm-hmm. We want people to value our bodies. But nowadays, as you probably know, that is not the case. There are so many mm-hmm. modern feminists who are proudly posing topless, who are proudly posing naked for the camera and saying, yes, we throw off the morals, throw mm-hmm. off the boundaries, throw off the restraints. We want to do what we want to do. And we want to proudly show off our bodies. No more morals, no more boundaries. And number three, not all lives mm-hmm. are valued. Women are the biggest proponents for life and women's rights and women's liberation and yeah. all of these things. But the crazy thing about the feminist movement, and honestly, very few mainstream yeah. feminists would disagree with this, is that women are all for abortion. Feminist yes. is on the forefront of fighting for abortion and fighting for women's rights. But the sad thing is that in fighting for women's rights, we are okay with killing the smallest women in our country. Yeah. The smallest of women, if they're, you know, abortion is basically saying if you fall under a certain age, then you're no longer yeah. worth anything. You're no longer valuable. We have the right to destroy you.
And there's no rights for them.
And there's no rights for the smallest women yeah. in our country. And that is something that we cannot stand behind. And number four.
So she says that feminism is essentially attacking the smallest women. Something that they don't point out is that feminism is attacking men as well. You know, and that's something that is problematic. They're looking at things from a gynocentric perspective. They are still looking at things from a gynocentric perspective because they're saying feminism is attacking the smallest women as though women only have female babies. And I know they're going to say, oh, well, that's not what we meant, but we were just pointing out how feminists say that they're standing up for women's rights and they're standing up for women, but then they are going out and aborting females as well. I mean, again, they should have simply said they're aborting babies. They're aborting the smallest of people who have no ability to stand up for themselves.
Male leadership is despised. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. There aren't a whole lot of women these days who are coming alongside of men, encouraging the leadership, championing them, saying, yes, you can do this. You've got it. No, when a man steps up and takes the lead, women these days really are mm-hmm. offended by it. It's like a personal offense. Like, why are you taking the lead? What do you think? I can't do it. Let me take the lead. Mm-hmm. It's just so sad to see how women are not encouraging male leadership, but rather squashing mm-hmm. it. And number five, women are told that we are better than men. You yeah. know, we say it's a fight about equality, but when you listen to the voices of feminism, yeah. so many women aren't just saying we want to be equal with men. They're really saying we are better than men. It's, you know.
That's an excellent point. And, you know, it's funny, guys, we're going to see more and more of these women coming out against feminism. You're going to see a bunch of women start saying they want to return to the church. As feminism collapses, friends, you're going to have women who are going to feel completely naked. They're going to feel like they have nowhere to turn to. Many will turn back to religion. They will run to religion. They will say that they are now born again Christians. And the 20, 30, 40, 50 guys that they fucked over the last 15 to 20 years, they're going to say they don't matter anymore because God has washed away their sins. Even though their HPV and other STDs are still lingering. Guys, feminism has always been about defiance. It's literally about saying that women are better than men. I talked about how equality works with feminism. They say that they want at least equal representation. It's not about equal representation. It's about at least equal representation or more. They don't ever like to talk about the point of or more. What do you do when women are overrepresented? For example, you don't want men to be overrepresented in education, but what happens when women are overrepresented in education? Oh, well, then that's not a problem, because that just means that women are better at education than men. Holy cow. I mean, when you look at the sickening crap that feminism has devolved into, it is downright ridiculous. Universities are cesspools right now, and that's something that Donald Trump has not even touched on yet. The very devoid nature of universities. If you look at the feminist movement right now, and how psychotic it is, and how rampant it is, and how it's attacking society. At this point, Donald Trump could literally do bad things. He could do pretty much, he could fuck up as many things as he wants to, and he will still win in 2020, because no one in their right mind will vote another liberal into office. No one in their right mind will vote another liberal into office. Donald Trump could make terrible decisions, and it wouldn't make a difference anymore, because no one in their right mind will vote another feminist into office, will vote another liberal into office, because they are irrational, that you can't have an actual conversation, they are extremely emotional.
It's, you know, down with patriarchy, down with men. It's time for women to take over, women to reign, women to rule. That is the attitude that you hear so many women and so many bold feminists saying. In fact, we did a video interview once and we asked girls different questions about the differences between guys and girls. And across the board, almost every girl made a comment about guys are stupid, guys are dumb, guys don't know anything. And it's just this attitude that it really permeates our culture, and an attitude that we as women, through feminism, are told to embrace. And number six, homemaking isn't valued. Believe it or not, but back in the day, people actually used to value homemaking. They actually used to highly value the role of a wife and the role of a mother. And those, that whole role of homemaking, wife and motherhood, was upheld, but not these days. Mm-hmm. It really is honestly viewed as kind of like secondary and kind of like a lesser option. The real women, the better women, are the ones out there pursuing the careers, kind of like, eh, not too concerned about homemaking, wife, and motherhood. They might kind of do it, but the real valued and praised is being pursuing the career. And really, that is the most popular mindset of our culture today. And number seven, unique gender differences are ignored. We're honestly both really offended by this, because God created men and women to be equally valuable, but purposely different. And when we look back at the book of Genesis, we see that God created a male and a female, two distinct genders, both equally valuable, but purposely different, with different strengths and different weaknesses. But what feminism is trying to do, they're saying that in order to be equal with men, in order to be equally valuable, we need to erase all gender differences and instead pursue exactly the same things. We need to be the same in every way, in our careers, in our jobs, in our life pursuits, in our actions, in how we dress, and how we look. I mean, so many ways feminism is really promoting this idea that in order to be equal with men, we need to be the same as men. But we find that highly offensive, because God designed us to be women, and it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And we need to get back to His design and embrace our unique and beautiful feminine differences. And number eight, the victim mentality is encouraged. Mm. Are there women who have been victims of male sin? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And our hearts go out to them. Mm. But are all women victims? Absolutely not. But in our modern culture, there is such a push that we as women are victims. Just check out some of this. Women can't go shirtless in public like men. We're victims of inequality. Or more men are breadwinners than women. We're victims of a patriarchal society. Or why should husbands be the leaders of their families?
Now, guys, I want to make a joke. I want to joke about something, and a hypocrisy that you'll actually find at a lot of bars. A woman can go into a bar and flash her tits, and she can rip off her bra, and they'll actually hang it up in the bar. But in a lot of these same bars, I've been to a lot of bars, I used to spend time at bars, there's often a sign that says, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Like, guys, do you remember that? No shoes, no shirt, no service. Women think that they are perpetual victims of everything, but they get away with so much in society. They say, oh, men can walk around topless in society. You know, when I lived in New York, walk around topless in Times Square wearing no shoes and watch what happens to you. A woman can actually walk around topless legally in Times Square, and she's likely to get less shit than a man is because cops are going to look at you like you're a hobo. They see a topless woman walking around in Times Square, they figure she's either trying to make money or they're just going to ignore her for the most part. They see a topless man walking around in Times Square, they think that he's trying to cause trouble and that he may be some like mentally ill guy. Again, it's about social standards. It's not about discrimination. But women see discrimination everywhere they go. And they literally are creating new forms of discrimination. Air conditioning is discrimination. Men sitting with their legs open is discrimination. It has nothing to do with the fact that they have testicles. Everything is discrimination. Okay, Pack the Bag Piper brought up the Naked Cowboy. The Naked Cowboy is an amazing icon of New York. I've gotten to see the Naked Cowboy many times. He's an incredible icon in New York. He's like the exception. He's a performer. So, you know, if you're a performer and you're topless and you're in a pair of underwear, that's different. But the average person walking around, you know, no shoes, no shirt, they're going to be looked at by the cops like, what the fuck are you doing?
We're victims of female oppression. You get the point. The list really does go on. And rather than turning to God's word for his truth and biblical answers, feminism really kind of subtly encourages us to take on this victim mentality. And there you have it. 8 reasons why the two of us are not embracing feminism or claiming to be feminists ourselves. God's word is all for women. If we look in the Bible, we will see that God encourages women to be smart, industrious, brave, strong, courageous, hardworking, but not these things for our own glory, not so we can hang our achievements on the wall. He calls us to be these things because he wants us to use our lives as women for his glory. And that is the biggest difference between biblical womanhood and feminism. Honestly, the two of us have never been more satisfied, fulfilled, filled with hope, encouraged, and just so purposeful in our lives than when we are living according to God's design for our womanhood. If you want to learn more about God's amazing, radical, and beautiful design for womanhood, we encourage you to. And one way that you can do that is by grabbing a copy of our book, which we wrote for the purpose of sharing in a really personal and deep way God's amazing design for womanhood. It's called Girl Define, God's Radical Design for Beauty, Femininity, and Identity. You can check it out by clicking on the link down in our bio. Thanks so much for watching this video. If you liked it, give it a thumbs up. If you want to see more from us, you can subscribe to our channel below. We post new videos every Wednesday. Okay. I know that feeling. If you're familiar...
Okay, so it was a pretty good video. Now, the thing is, guys, they brought up some interesting points, but one of the points that I'm factoring in is the fact that despite all the things that they say, if you listen to all the crap that feminism has put out there, you can see the reasons why men are never going to trust women again after feminism. After attacking men for literally everything, for simply being men, men are never going to trust feminism. Men are never going to trust women ever again. Women have literally sealed their own fate, and they're going to bemoan feminism for generations. I want to know if you guys agree in the comment section that men are never going to trust women again for after feminism. As feminism dies, men are going to remember it. And the legacy of feminism is going to be one of very rampant distrust between men and women. Women will want men to come back, and men will say no. Men will say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Let me know if you agree in the comment section that men will never trust feminism again. If you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you liked the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.